I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantum, though, with Modern Millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey.
Oh, joins us from the other side of the glory hole.
Sounds
oh,
like
no. Okay, we're back. Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Tell us about the Mayor Pro Tem of Slam City, Burrito.
Mayor Pro Tem.
What does that mean?
You know.
I don't know.
Temporary mayor?
He's like elected, but he's not the official mayor.
It's a space filler mayor between elections.
It's a warm
I think.
Body.
Interim?
Yeah.
Interim.
It's like if the mayor were to
die,
you know, have a quote unquote accident.
Shit.
Then someone might
is there foul
someone
play?
Might take their place for a while.
Wow.
For life.
Wow. So
for
tell
life?
Us about the one that runs Slam City.
The one that runs Slam City happened to be in a
We're talking
race.
Present ran Slam City.
Oh, that's right. He ran Slam City 10 years ago, but he's still the mayor. Pro Tem.
Yeah.
We just haven't held an election.
Yeah.
We're not great with democracy or following instructions.
When I say he ran Slam City, I mean he ran the underbelly of Slam
oh,
City.
Oh, my God.
We're getting deep.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about this underbelly, Burrito.
The soft white. Underbelly.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of illicit marathon racing.
Wow, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Good God.
That sounds
the most nefarious. There were cream pies involved, dude.
Wait, and you're telling me what? That you didn't even have to register for this thing? You just show up and you do a marathon?
Nah, you just showed up and
my
run.
Wait
a second.
Marathon
real quick. I don't understand this whole registration marathon. What are we talking about here?
He's saying it's just an underground marathon. You don't have to register.
Oh,
you don't,
gotcha.
You don't have to. If you're putting
just
on the
up?
Marathon, you don't have to get a permit.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you just
this
do
is
it.
Just anarchy.
All right. So this Mayor Pro Tem shows up. Is he on your running team or what?
No, he's running this whole race.
He's running the run.
He was on this running team, 6-person marathon relay team. That happened, whatever. After the race.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, enjoying each other's company at the Airbnb. I don't know if it was an Airbnb. It was a condo.
Might have been a Vrbo.
Wait a second. Okay, hold on a second. I thought you were just, are you just making stuff up or is this?
This is a real story.
A real story about your side of Slam City.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is South. Slam City history. Slam City.
And this is an actual, you were hanging out with an actual Mayor Pro Tem?
That's what his
of
name
Slam
is.
City.
Of Slam City. He's just a man.
Okay, he's a man that Burrito knows that is he is the mayor.
That he ran a marathon with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burrito's one of the six. Mayor Pro Tem's one of the six.
And this is
Gemini Jackson.
Y'all have talked about this guy before?
Yeah.
Gemini Jackson is one
season
of the six.
Season one,
wow.
Yeah.
The Lost Tapes.
Yeah.
I think it was mentioned in two as well.
Wow, one and two.
Yeah.
Okay, so go on.
What happened from season 3 to 11?
Seasons 3 to 11?
Yeah, of Slam City.
Quantimino?
You're right.
Yeah, they're lost in the Quantimino, I guess.
Okay. The Mayor Pro Tem.
Yeah, you're at this Airbnb or Vrbo having a party.
Yeah.
After
we're
the race.
Out of this condo. After the race, everyone's kind of tired. And Mayor Pro Tem decides to drink, I don't know, copious amounts of alcohol. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. It was like dogfish head.
Oh, dogfish head, yes.
And this was this was the next day. This was for breakfast.
Oh, that's right. Because we were trying to
check out leaving.
The next day.
Yeah.
That's right. So we had partied the night before, so we're all probably hungover.
Right, and we're eating tacos, I think? Something.
Anyway. So as we're getting ready to leave, he drinks a lot
morning.
Yeah. What's a lot to you?
He got drunk again?
Like a whole
like three
six pack.
Tall boys? Oh.
It was probably three in quick succession of beer.
Yeah.
That's pretty high alcohol for like 9, 10 in the morning.
Breakfast.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Breakfast
he decides
champions.
To finish off the beer he brought.
Right. Instead of just put it in the cooler
and
just
take
it home
to me.
With him. Yeah.
If it was three beers, that sounds reasonable to me.
in the span of like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I know it's not reasonable. Still sounds reasonable.
And then he notices that there's a Boston cream pie left from the night before.
It does involve cream pies.
he purchased this.
Yeah. Who invited her, dude?
Yes. Yeah. He purchased this. It's actually a Boston cream cake.
Oh, Boston cream cake. Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Okay. Gemini's splitting hairs over here.
Okay. The Boston cream cake.
Cutting hairs over here.
That he purchased.
First hand witness.
On top of him finishing his beer, he's like, dude, we got to get this cake down too.
He doesn't either want to throw it in the trash or take it home with him.
Right.
So he says everyone's got to eat some of this.
Home. Yeah. But he brings it to the pool where we're all chilling inside the pool. Yeah. There's like a little table in the pool, and he brings it into the middle of the
That's
table.
Funny.
Cream
he's
cake and dogfish
fucking
head.
Ass, and there's cream pie in the middle of the pool.
Yeah,
cake.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't bring any utensils or plates." So he just starts.
scooping with his hands.
You can wash your hand in the water.
Exactly. It's not my condo. It's not my shared pool. So he's scooping it into his mouth and just
I love that.
Just feeling it, right? Just
I bet it tastes good.
Drunk face.
Solo?
Spoon. Yeah, nobody else is eating this. His hands all over.
No one else is drinking
this. You guys are too good for a little
cake. There's chlorine everywhere on this fucking cream pie. It smells like a damn swimming pool.
Because he's in the middle of the pool.
Yeah, okay, did he do a scoop, eat, put his hand in the water, then do another
He was
scoop?
Already wet when he scooped in.
Okay. I still scoop.
Yeah, it's his. It's his, but we're not partaking.
Yeah, but if I were y'all, I would have scooped. Anyway,
scooped around.
We're just watching.
You're just watching.
We're watching.
Yeah. Anyway, he's partaking of the entire damn cream pie himself. He's drunk off of his ass.
This is a sad situation right now.
We have to go. But he passes out.
Oh.
In the pool?
Yeah. Because it's hot. Yeah. And he's in the pool.
And his belly's full.
His belly's full. What and he's drunk off his ass. So he's just like this. And so we have to carry him out of the pool and lay him down.
Oh, okay. I thought he was about to die, dude.
He was overheating like a motherfucker by the time we got him down.
Could he have drowned?
No, because the pool had like stools built into the pool, so you're sitting on them.
Yeah.
And then there's a table in the middle.
Pool.
Yeah, it was a cool setup. They probably didn't want you to put cake in there, but whatever.
We paid the deposit.
So y'all drug his ass out?
Yeah, and he's burning up.
Damn.
Yeah, like crazy. He's got heat stroke. So we ice him down.
Take him to the bathtub.
We had a nurse with us, and she told us to get ice and throw it on his medulla oblongata.
Uh huh.
Really? Directly to his head?
The back of his head?
Well, like the back of your neck.
Yeah.
To get
Is
his,
that true?
Yeah.
Interesting.
To get his temperature stabilized.
I guess somehow he ended up in the shower, right?
Yeah. Well, after a while, he starts feeling like he's up. And so he's like, okay, I need to take a shower because he's like got pool all over him. And so he goes and takes a shower. He's like, dude, we gotta go. He finishes his shower. He steps out of the bathroom and he says, I threw up.
Yeah.
And then he goes and lies the fuck down and passes out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
Okay. So I go in because I rented the fucking Vrbo.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's my deposit. He puked in the sink.
Oh.
In the sink.
Yeah.
Which is reasonable if you didn't have a belly full of Boston cream cake. So it's just cake, beer soaked cake, and bile.
Yeah, stomach acid.
In the sink.
The sink is the third best place to throw. No, it's the fourth best place.
Yeah.
Best place, like, toilet. Second,
trash can.
Trash can. Third, bathtub.
Hamper.
Fourth, sink.
Hamper's after sink.
Yeah, anything without running water or that's an actual trash can is worse.
Yeah.
Or in this case, could clog.
But it's okay, cream cake.
It's
coming out.
It's
you can like
it's
squish
cake.
It. And go, it goes down the sink.
No, you can't.
No,
can't.
Man.
It's
not dense. With that kind of
it's
drain.
Dense.
And
yes,
it expands
and
when it gets wet.
It's spongy.
These sinks are fucking shit sinks with tiny ass little. You know, and they have all the. It's a bathroom sink. It has like a stopper. It's
so you had to get a goldfish net, fish it out.
I did
with your hand.
My fucking mitts. So I'm scooping from the goddamn.
Put it in the toilet.
And I'm throwing it in the toilet.
That's great.
So
dude.
I'm scooping all this shit up.
And no one else is helping you.
No.
You're using the same motion that he was using to get it into his mouth.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Shoveling in, shoveling out. So fortunately, we're able to do all this before we leave. This was in the span of maybe 35 minutes.
Wait, was this before or after the pouring of the heart? Because we didn't talk about the pouring of the heart.
No, we didn't talk about the pouring of the heart.
Oh, he poured his heart out?
The night before.
Yeah.
Is that more embarrassing than the Boston cream?
No, but it's what led to the Boston Cream.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like a straight up letdown in front of everybody.
Not everybody. No, it wasn't in front of everybody.
Oh, wait, it was during people were fake sleeping. Yeah.
People were fake sleeping.
Oh, no.
I was real sleeping.
He was real sleeping. Other people were fake sleeping.
Hey, Burrito, what if you're fake sleeping? Tell us about it.
Well, what was this? It was just about a girl? Fake
sleeping. Yeah, they were. So we were sharing a condo. We all ran together.
Yeah.
And he's in love with this girl.
Sure.
And they're like sharing the bed. And he tells her. And she's like,
tells her what?
You want me to repeat the fucking words?
I forgot them. Like, seriously.
Or just the sentiment.
And Brian doesn't know.
Unless you don't want
to. No, you have to know. This is like, yeah, this is part of the spiral.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's like, I love you. Love you more than any other man.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could ever love you.
He's confessing right now.
Wow.
And she leaves.
Oh! Didn't say a word?
I think she said, I don't like you like that.
And she left.
I don't like
you like that?
Yeah.
You do gotta leave.
You have to leave. But she took the blanket.
Oh, she left the room.
Yeah.
Oh, they were in the bed. Yeah,
she goes and sits down. Yeah, absolutely.
That dirty, that soiled bed.
Soiled bed.
Before Mayor Pro Tem confessed, was there any kind of chemistry of any sort working its way up?
Just friendship.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes
we know each other.
You know, the wires can get crossed, especially when you're younger.
Yeah,
you say, absolutely. Oh, this girl has been very nice to me.
You got to shoot your shot if you're going to shoot your shot. So, sure. Proper.
Yeah, but he was confessing.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do?
Casanova, play it.
Like, just try to, like, dry in?
Trumpschool.com.
Trying to dry dock it?
That's rape.
You're right.
You need to sit you
when you're right.
Hey, it works for some people, and it's not rape, but
look, okay, what if you're spooning and you pop a boner, right?
Look, that's why you should never spoon with someone that you don't want their boner being in you.
Exactly.
That's
don't
just
let
my
somebody
rule.
Sounds consensual at that point.
Don't let somebody
who
has a boner that you don't want in or around you.
Yeah, and don't believe that there's ever going to be a guy that's going to spoon you that's
consensually.
That's going to not
and not gay.
Want to pop a boner?
If he's spooning you, dude, he wants to
spooning
put his dick
leads
in
to
your
coiting.
Butt.
Spooning leads to forking.
So wow,
right,
this
Burrito,
guy had quite a
confessed.
Also happens to be one of my exes.
Oh,
there it is.
The bottle, man.
Who also happens
well, that's
to be one
of Burrito's
exes.
If you weren't asleep, or when
I don't think it would.
Yeah, that's why
you,
I asked.
It wouldn't
him,
have come to blows.
No, I don't know about blows, but I mean, were you just like, you kind of didn't care at this point? Was it one of those situations?
It's
been
a while.
It'd been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
No, I know, but like. Had you just recently broken up with
him? At this point, it's been a while.
It had also been
years.
A long time. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you give us a number?
What?
I heard a number come out of Burrito like he's been counting.
What the fuck?
We did the math real quick. I'm just messing with you.
Well, if this was 10 years ago.
It was probably 5 years before that.
Wow.
Close out the pro tem here.
Probably. That sounds right.
That was the end of the story. You had to scoop out the puke out of the...
I scooped out the puke.
Yeah. Got your deposit back.
Got a deposit back. There was some in the shower, too.
Did you wash your hands or no?
Yeah.
Of course. No, you ate what we used picking up.
Dude.
Then he smeared the rest on his body.
I was thirsty because I was like, dude, that cake looked pretty good.
Waste
I'm not going to lie.
Not.
Was this some specialty
not
bakery cake?
No, it was just from HEB, but...
They had pretty good cake, so...
Yeah. And I think he bought it in anticipation of a celebration.
A love cake?
Oh!
Was that a love cake?
Hey, guys, like, we just got engaged!
Look, I got... No, hey, I got a cream pie.
Yeah. Oh, no. He goes...
That's horrible.
He goes, no, he went to that party carrying the cake in, and he goes, I'm going to have a cream pie one way or another.
Yeah. Either we're getting a cream pie, or I'm getting a cream pie.
I can't go home without telling my bros that I got a cream pie.
Yeah, I can't go home without having a cream pie.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine facing the bros
without a cream pie?
Embarrassing.
That is
all right,
embarrassing.
Speaking of cream pies.
Slam City's official aroma. A new bill moving through the New Mexico legislature would make the state the first in the nation to have its own official aroma. Green chilies roasting in the fall.
Damn, that's too poetic. I don't like that.
Green chilies roasting in the fall.
The qualifier. Why do you gotta do that? Roasting in the fall.
It smells different in the fall.
Why?
Because the crisp air.
Okay, fine.
Maybe that's when they're picked.
Yeah.
Well, then it's assumed then that it's in the fall if that's
no,
when they're picked.
No, you can dry them.
Like,
you're right.
What is it? It's the hatch chilies, right? So that's when they're... Don't they have like the...
It's hatch chili season.
Yeah. Arthur, you're saying that maybe Slam City should do this.
Yeah, we should come up with our own official aroma. Do you guys have any ideas?
Yeah, I had one.
Swimming
pool. What do you got, Gemini?
is barbacoa.
Oh!
With onions and cilantro and lime.
What season, though?
That is better.
Year-round, bro.
Yeah,
this
year-round,
is official.
Bro.
Huh?
Year-round.
Damn.
It's not just Christmas barbacoa. It's not just summer barbacoa.
Okay.
It's all our barbacoas, because all barbacoas is beautiful. Anyway, Burrito was saying swimming pool. What do you think?
I love it! Olympic swimming pool!
Barbacoa is the official aroma.
Yeah,
but
when
the you
supplementals.
Walk around Slam City.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the swimming pool is the official aroma of Slam City.
Let me expand this. Let me revise this a little bit. Instead of an official aroma for Slam City, let's talk about the Slam City aroma collection.
Oh my God.
This is something they sell at like Bath and Body Works.
Oh, it's like
this
is Lush. It's the local goop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you
Slam
go.
Slam City goop. What's it called? Poop. It's like P-E-W-P.
Overcornified.
Soup, S-O-O-P. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Poop, P-O-U-P.
I think S-O-O-P is taken.
Poop, P-O-U-P.
It's the scoop. It's the S-C-O-O-P.
There it is.
Scoop.
Oh, shit.
Scoop.
Obviously.
Scoop.
Nice.
Anyway.
Thank you, Burrito. Keeping it clean. All right. Collection. Let's each name
Olympic
one.
Olympic swimming pool.
Yeah. Barbacoa.
I think just Brian dropping ass.
I got one.
Wow. Grundle?
And one called...
Just Grundle?
No, just dropping ass, dude.
Okay. Mine's called Glitter and Shame.
Oh, yeah, baby. Glitter and Shame.
That's fucking Slam City for you.
Uh-huh.
Is that from Clam City?
That is from Clam City.
It's just called Clam City! Yeah! And it smells like Glitter and Shame.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, this smells like
Glitter and Shame. Yeah, there's nostalgia here.
All right.
That's your name.
Did you guys want to describe
nostalgia?
Oh, shit.
Man, this smells like
nostalgia.
Nostalgia stage two! The Clam City announcer doesn't even have a fucking radio voice.
Or a
PA. He just yells, Nostalgia stage two!
Yeah, because the place is empty and it echoes.
And he's pissed.
Burrito,
what does Olympic swimming pool smell like? Obviously, like chlorine, right?
Yeah.
Is it closer to like what Olympic swimming pools represent?
Bleach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleach draws?
Yeah.
With a yellow stain?
I think people wouldn't like that because it doesn't have kind of like either a floral or a fruity edible kind of...
I don't think you want bleach smell.
Make it, yeah, but it's going to have a hint.
Hey, have I ever
Olympic
told you guys
pools.
That... When I would come in socks and...
I don't think you have.
Okay, so I would come in socks and this is like right when I started jerking off. And I would just use the same sock over and over again,
shit.
You know? I mean, to the saturation point,
yeah.
Of course.
You turn it over after a while.
It's gross and it's yellow and shit, but...
Yeah.
And like, there would be a smell, but for me, it was not...
Olympic
bleachy.
Swimming pools.
It was like fruity. It was like
wow.
Fruit Loops almost. Like a pungent Fruit Loop.
Fruity Pebbles?
Did you just constantly drink pineapple juice as a kid?
Yeah, I was like,
I want my cum to smell good. I want my socks to be clean.
Yeah, that could have been
what
it.
What is this, amateur hour?
I mean, maybe like when you're older, it develops into a more rich flavor.
Yeah.
It ages over time.
Yeah, it's
like
fruity.
Your balls are the oak barrel.
Ooh.
And your cum is the wine. At the beginning,
that's what I've been trying to tell these ladies.
At the
dude.
Beginning,
like
it
like
comes
wine.
Out a little too fruity, but
ball
as it, yeah, ball aged wine,
it develops complexity.
It, exactly, my cum is complex.
Ball,
ball aged semen. Wow,
complex, dude.
Complex. That's the name
with three X's at the end.
Yeah, that's the official Slam City scent. Is complex.
It's a cologne.
Yeah.
You put on your balls.
It's next to High Karate. Next to it's in between High Karate and Michael Jordan cologne.
Damn, it needs Jordan to be complex, but it's just PLXXX.
Yeah.
I like it.
Tenacion.
Yeah.
Complex Tentacion.
That's a piece.
Triple X Tentacion. Oh my God, man. That's too many.
Yeah, it's too many corns. It's a lot of corns.
I'm glad we opened up a new store. Slam City's been... You know, needs some new blood.
Yeah.
What's the store called again?
The Scoop.
Oh, yeah, the Scoop.
Or just Scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scoop. Hypothetical meta-analysis. To legally operate a motor vehicle, one of the requirements is that an applicant must be able to operate a bicycle.
How do you guys feel about that?
Is that
idea?
True?
No, it's not true.
This
is just a hypothetical
this is
meta-analysis.
Saying, hey, let's weed out some of these nerds.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to accomplish here.
Just motor ability?
Yeah, motor skills.
Motor skills. Okay. Like an old person probably wouldn't be able to ride a bike.
Okay.
I guess these little old people riding
and
bicycles.
Then people without two
so
legs probably wouldn't be able to ride a bike.
One of the requirements. Okay, you're right. I mean, this would filter out some people that probably shouldn't be driving.
Yeah. I mean, if you got an inner ear thing, maybe don't drive.
Oh, yeah.
If you got
definitely
vertigo.
Not ADA compliant there.
Oh, my God, Bruno. Oh,
I was going to argue that. I was going to argue that. I knew someone was going to say, what if you don't have any legs?
Coquito,
or
dude.
Or if you don't have motor skills. That's when you have to seek the assistance of people that can drive. And it's just this taxpayer-provided service that, hey, you can't drive, so this is your options here.
No.
Options.
No.
No, but I was also going to argue this. At this point in time, we're going to have bionic legs. So as long as you can get those bionic legs, you can ride the bike.
Driving is for rich people is what Art's saying.
There's
poor people with no legs.
That's
poor
partly true.
No legs.
Because driving's a privilege. It's not a right.
Yeah, but you can drive as long as you have $500.
I think rich people drive better than poor people.
I don't agree.
I absolutely
We're opening
believe
this
that.
Up.
I don't
He's
agree.
Out of the bottle, man.
I mean, sometimes you'll see a cocksucker in a Range Rover just like speeding.
Owning the road.
Owning the road. But I think for the most part, they all speed. They're all going about 80. But most of the time, they're not on like amphetamines or fentanyl.
They're
usually.
Just yeah, but they're on cocaine.
Yeah, but that keeps them focused.
And methamphetamine.
And then you've got
doesn't?
These pores that are on these like nasty drugs
right.
that make them just go all over the road.
Yeah.
So
focused on the children they're running over.
Exactly. So I think the rich people hate them if you want, dude, but
they
drive
better.
I don't know why.
Than these junked up pores.
Yeah. Because they're on cleaner drugs.
That's the difference.
Yeah. And they're on like Concerta and shit. Like
to balance out
and they're
the
focused
heroin.
But the other guy's on meth, which isn't always great,
right? But they got faster reaction skills on meth.
Yeah,
and they're probably only riding bicycles if they're on meth.
Oh, yeah,
good point.
So they already passed the test. Those little red panties, they passed the test.
Not a good transition point.
No, not okay. A good transition point at all.
Oh man.
Her daughter asked her for $4 to pay for another classmate's field trip fee, but she declined to pay and isn't sure if she made the right decision.
This is a burrito.
Okay, can you explain what this is?
There's a news story about a lady whose daughter asked her to borrow $4 so that her friend can go to on this field trip.
Everybody had to bring $4,
and then the stock photo they used.
Yeah.
I was like, this lady is pretty. She didn't have $4, but it's just a stock photo.
That's a stock photo. Yeah, I saw that. She was
hot. Yeah. I was like, this is a discount Jessica Alba. She don't have $4? I could give her $4.
No, but she was thinking about the principle of this $4.
Right.
What is the principle?
Pores.
Don't help people.
Yeah, fuck the pores.
Yeah, yeah, if they're on the road, I say yes. But for field trips, you know, let them
give
go to the fucking
bucks.
Museum. Who gives a
give
shit?
Give them $4.
No, it's like, should she be giving the $4 or should the school be giving the $4?
The school's not going to give $4.
They get free lunches.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the same idea.
That's better than a field trip. Field trip's extracurricular.
No, this field trip is part of the school trip.
Yeah, it's during the school day.
Yeah, but I mean, what does she need $4 for?
The admission fee.
I think it would be perfect if the school would pay for,
everybody.
You know.
Dude, why are you free market all of a sudden, dude?
What do you mean?
What are you saying?
All the other kids have $4.
Yeah.
I don't know why she needs $4. I don't think she should have to have $4.
She could get everyone to pony up like 25 cents.
Yeah, but that's still like, why does she need $4?
Because everybody needs $4.
Your beef is with the charging for the field trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they should pay for everybody, but let's say in this case they can't.
Right.
So they're asking everybody to bring $4 to offset the cost.
Uh-huh.
And this
of
kid
Disneyland.
Doesn't have four. Yeah, let's say it was Disneyland.
$4, that's a deal.
Yeah, but this kid doesn't have $4. What's happening?
Well, this kid's fucking mom was also a piece of shit.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Tell us about it.
I seem to remember I read it a while ago, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Use your brain.
No, I just
but I think
the news.
She said that when her daughters told her how much it was, she was like, you gotta fend for yourself, so you gotta find your own $4 to go on this trip.
Oh, so the mom had $4.
No, this is the kid who needed $4 mom.
Yeah.
This is the kid who needed $4.
Yeah, so the mom had $4.
$4.
She just said, go find some.
She's trying. She didn't say that. She said, go fuck yourself.
I mean, it doesn't say anything about their situation. So it doesn't say they're poor or if they're.
I mean, it
well
seems like a poor move.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was just like, you got to do this on your own kind of thing.
If you want it so bad.
She just didn't want to give her $4 or whatever.
Hey, sometimes you got to teach kids lessons.
So the classmate is like, hey, my friend needs $4 to go on this field trip. And so she asks her mom, hey, can I have $4 so I can pay for my friend? And her mom is the one that the article is about. And she's going through this ridiculous argument within herself, you know, like, oh, should I be going against her mother's wishes or whatever? Bitch, give your daughter the $4 so that her friend can go to the
No, you know who's at fault?
Field trip. I don't know.
You know who's at fault? The kid for not asking just for $8.
Oh, okay.
Damn, let's blame the kid.
Yeah, fuck this kid. Monkeys now we got a fucking op-ed out of this. It's $4. We don't need an op-ed.
Right?
Yeah, dude, I bet this little fucking girl has a GoFundMe now.
Oh, my God.
The college fund.
Uh-huh. Keep me off the pole.
All right, let's save the next one.
It's not going to work, dude.
When did collectible limited edition cassettes become a thing? I don't know, man.
Do I need to dig out my old Walkman?
Tell us about it, Burrito!
All right, so I was trying to get a vinyl repress today.
Really? Wow, congratulations. Yeah.
Second Stage Turbine Blade was being repressed.
Ooh. No, Second Stage Turbine Bling.
Ooh, wow. That's...
Yeah, blingy.
Second Stage.
Tell us about this limited edition. What's the press run? What kind of editions they got here? What's the variants?
No, it was just
boring.
One. I think it was 20, maybe 2,500.
Too much.
No, that's the press run.
Yeah.
No, that's the tumen. That's
like
the run.
I said,
I think it was like $30.
I stick by it.
I didn't get one. I'd never ordered from Equal Vision before, so I didn't know how their cart system worked. It's one of those
like
where
everybody
you, like,
else's. It was a My Shopify.
You click the thing.
Yeah, and you say, I want to pay with any payment on the planet, including Bitcoin.
No.
He's shitting on you right now.
It does that thing where it puts you in a line.
Oh, good.
Oh, shit.
It's Ticketmaster, baby.
Fucking Ticketmaster!
Yeah. I'm used to the ones that are like race to the end kind of thing.
Ticket
Did
bastard.
It show you what place in line you like, were?
All tickets
no,
are bastards.
It would say, you know,
you ain't gonna make it.
You know, remaining or whatever. And like, it would periodically tell you if there was still some left or what. I don't know.
Keep your hopes
up. I'd never seen it before, but I tried for it and apparently didn't get it. But maybe with more practice. Anyway,
I remember enjoying that album a lot.
I was digging around the rest of the store and there's a cassette section and they're like also limited. And I was like, what is this shit? When did the cassettes come back? You know,
look, kids are stupid as fuck. OK, they want old shit just for the sake of it being old.
Nostalgic.
And they want it strictly because it's an inferior quality.
Do you think there's like kids that are like, actually, it's like pretty good. It's like better than CDs.
Yeah, they have this in their brain that, you know, this is the high metal tape and it's going to sound so much better than fucking CDs. But they're goddamn wrong. Wrong as hell.
They're hella wrong, for sure. But
tape sounds like shit.
Not recording tape. Just like cassette.
No, not reel to reel. Yeah. Cassette tape's a shitty format. Yeah.
Microcassette, whatever.
I do have nostalgia for it. My first
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I was curious if this is just, you know, on Equal Vision, if it's just like something that they're putting out for the people that they represent or...
No, I think it's a thing.
It's a trend.
I think it's a thing.
It is
kind of nice, the format of cassette, right? Because it is a more complete album. You have to listen to it front to back.
Yeah
but you can do that with the vinyl.
And then you
flip it. And it sounds way better.
Yeah. And vinyl, yeah, exactly. I would agree. But you can't take the vinyl with you.
Super portable.
They've been trying this cassette thing for like 10 years.
Wow.
It's been a long time. It's not...
It never left.
It's not a new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it left at the height of CDs.
Just think about the heyday of cassettes, right? Think of them having to print like a million copies of Madonna's new album on cassette.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that even look like?
What do you mean?
No, because cassette recorders, right? It's like this.
Yeah. Oh, they have to, really?
This is factory stuff at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, it still has physical space that it takes up.
Yeah.
And you have to
have
a source.
Master.
And you have like 100 cassettes that you all load in and then you them all record over. And then
I'd
you
like
just,
to
like,
see that how it's made.
Yeah, I would like to see how that is made.
Homework.
Do you guys that remember your first cassette? Mine was Hanson.
Shoot. Bop.
Bop. And there was a song called Isn't It Weird?
Are you talking about like cassettes that are actual like printed
or that your mom
like mixtapes?
No, cassettes.
Did you purchase or your mom got you or something?
I mean, Elvis.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of old shit around the house.
Oh, okay, well, we'll count that,
Like your own first tape?
Yeah, I had a bunch of old stuff from my parents that I know I had. But
what was one of them?
I seem to remember having like a Boys to Men cassette.
Hey. Yeah, I remember you having a Boys to Men cassette. We would listen
to it
together.
And maybe like an All for One cassette.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. The white Boys to Men?
Yeah. He played both sides. He listened to the whole spectrum of man.
Damn, dude. The cassette of man, dude.
The whole...
There's only black side and white side.
The spectrum of man.
Like the keys on a piano.
He ran the gamut of man.
Ouch.
I remember the presidency of the United States of America.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
We also had Rancid.
Rancid and Out Come the Wolves. I remember...
We also had Op Ivy.
I remember my mom got it in her head that she wanted to start exercising. She wanted to start walking. So she would take me to... It's like the
mall.
The field.
The field?
Football field?
You walk around the track.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember having my Walkman and listening to Rancid.
Oh, damn. You were a little punk.
Taking laps. Yeah.
Little punk-ass bitch.
Little punk-ass bitch.
And it's a lot of songs and a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You hook it onto your belt?
Hook it onto my belt. It's flopping
dude,
fucking everywhere.
Fucking cool shit, dude.
And the headphones were shitty. I don't know. Probably like 9.
Damn, dude. You were fucking out of control, man.
Yeah. Bottle, maybe man. 10.
Fuck.
No, I must have been older than that. Dude? I was not smoking weed. Okay. At like 13?
Was it 13?
No.
Okay.
That was Double X Quantimino.
Little trip down memory lane.
Julio Tejas, Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the Crazy One has everything. You want substitutions?
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I get it, so get it.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese bomb squad tech. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at cutting speaker wire to set up his sweet sound system, so put on your thickest armored suit because this headline shrapnel is coming at you fast. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment.
Explosive ordnance.
Jesus.
Disposal. So the bomb squad in Japan summoned to take care of a briefcase.
Ooh.
Yes.
Did it have wires and C4?
Hold on. Is this a sex thing?
Maybe.
Maybe. So there was a call that came in. They spotted a silver attaché case by the side of the road.
Attaché.
Ooh, yeah. One of those ones that is usually attached with a...
handcuff?
Yeah, like handcuffs, right?
Like a briefcase full of cash?
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. And it was partially obscured in the roadside bushes, suggesting that, you know, whoever put it there might have wanted to hide it.
Sure.
So they dispatched the bomb squad. I don't know. Traffic was shut down within a 300-meter area of
the case.
What's
that in freedom units?
984
feet.
Thank
you. I don't speak gibberish, okay?
Dude, I had one of these suitcases back when... My dad, when he got a new suitcase, he gave me his attaché.
Nice. Kids love suitcases,
it's
let me tell you, dude.
Fucking rules, dude. Anyways,
I love suitcases. I think I had a silver attaché at some point, like a fucking nerd. Take that shit to school, get your pants pulled down.
When they managed to open this suitcase, all they found were a bunch of sex toys.
Oh,
perverts.
No wonder they wanted to hide this. It was their shame.
Yes.
So it was hidden, not discarded?
It was discarded and hidden.
Yes.
Were they coming back for it?
Yeah, that's the question.
Is somebody missing this attaché?
I don't know. So there's some speculation that the possible motive may have been that they just wanted to dump this. Japan has a
that makes sense.
Japan has a pretty thorough like classification system for separating your garbage, and so they may not have either known where to put them or didn't want the people picking it up knowing that they have so many sex toys.
No,
so.
A dildo pickup is on every other Wednesday.
You gotta put it beside the recycling.
She kept forgetting to get rid of them on every other Wednesday.
She's
like, fuck, dude, I just gotta get it out of here. They stink.
Oh, the flesh colored bin. It has its own special bin with like a dildo icon on it.
You got the recycle, you got refuse, you got compostable, and then you got Bilbo. Dude, I love Japan. They're so organized.
I love it. Much appreciated, Japan.
Organized. Speaking of things that may or may not be sexual, bears serve environmentally friendly coffee and treats via a hole in the wall at a new Tokyo cafe.
I feel like we've covered this before.
No, that's different.
This is a brand new cafe. So the one before
was the people with disabilities.
the people had social anxiety.
That's what I meant.
This one, however, is called Anakuma Cafe, which translates to Bear Hole Cafe.
B-A-R-E?
This is getting dangerous.
You put your dick in a bear hole?
For a bear hug?
So visitors receive their drinks through a hole in the wall. There are, I believe, a total of seven different bears who will be working there, including the cafe's manager, a bear named Bowls.
Bowls, B-O-W-L-S, like marijuana B-O-L-S. Bowls? Oh, Bowls.
Maybe. So like each Camilla one of the seven Bowls. Bears has a distinct personality. And the schedules of each bear will be posted on the cafe's website so customers can visit when their favorite bear is working. That seems
dangerous.
Can you imagine having a favorite bear?
Yeah, probably. It's the one with the biggest tits.
It's the ginger one.
Yeah.
I bet there's just some hot little chick that has just a big bear head.
The holes?
Oh, I thought these were gay bears.
No. These are Kuma. These are actual bears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the head, but then the tits are out. Yeah.
Dang, it's like
I'd
that.
I like that. I'd have to say a bear.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is like a maid cafe, but instead of maids, it's bears?
Right.
Socks just that go bears. right under your ass.
Well, it's the you really big, only fluffy see their socks hands coming out of your knees. The hole.
So they just wear different fucking gloves?
It could be a dude the whole time.
It's just one person they got to put different gloves in.
Probably.
That's
Can
funny.
You tell me about any of these treats that are noteworthy?
Maybe. They look like they have some, like, donuts, kind of.
That's exciting.
Ooh, it says they have forbidden donuts, which come in six flavors.
Forbidden donuts?
Yes.
Tell me.
Roasted nut crunch, caramel chocolate, old-fashioned glazed, strawberry chocolate, kanako, which is roasted soybean flour, roasted nuts, and matcha chocolate.
What makes them forbidden?
What's the forbidden fruit here?
The cum.
Where's the incest?
I forgot the cum.
The glaze is actually semen.
Oh, that's forbidden for sure.
Yeah,
that's against the fucking law.
Yeah, man, that's a biohazard.
They also do have a promotion going on.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Japan never promotes anything.
the first 20 customers to beat each bear in a game of rock, paper, scissors will receive a set of coupons worth $20 US.
So they got to come back different days. This is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just always the same dude.
Gamification.
Uh-huh.
You're always talking to me about gamification, dude, and you're right.
You know?
Hey, speaking of gamification.
Tell me about it.
Speaking of, Google Japan creates the Kibo, an insane and logical straight bar keyboard. So, you know how keyboards are little rectangles?
Be-like.
Yeah, rectangles.
All squares are rectangles.
Yeah. With rows
of
keys.
Okay. So, keyboard in Japanese is written ki-bo-do, right?
Ki-bo-do.
Yeah, ki-bo-do.
Ki-bo-do.
But the second ki-bo-do. Character can mean the word stick.
Sure.
So, bow? Ki-bo, is like key stick.
I see.
So, they decided to make a keyboard that ki-bo-do. Is actually just a one giant row of all the keys lined up from left to right.
So you have to relearn your home row keys, dude. Man, that's some shit.
It's not a home row key. I mean, it's all one home row. Yeah. All the keys are on one home row.
It seems inconvenient.
Yeah, it seems...
Who has desk space for this?
Also, who has the time?
If you want to, you can type with a partner.
No,
cool. One person gets the end of the alphabet, you get the first part
of
the alphabet.
Are you Siamese twins? What the hell's going on?
What are we, Siamese twins?
Monkeys out you of the want, bottle,
it,
man.
It helps with like social distancing. So, hey, there you go.
I hate this!
I mean, you can have your own office.
You can have a regular-ass keyboard!
Even though this has been designed and there's a prototype...
No!
Google Japan says they're not actually going to build this.
Really?
But they have put the plans out there. They made them
publicly available. If you want to build it yourself.
Yeah, if you want to build it yourself, you can go right ahead.
Hey, congratulations.
Nerds?
You can have the stupidest shit in the world. You too can have the stupidest shit in the world, but you got to make it yourself.
You can build it. How much you being paid, Burrito, to hawk this shit on the show?
Yeah, dude. Google Japan's got to have some cash, right?
Yeah, man. What? Promo code Burrito to cuck?
Wow, dude.
Shit. For
20% off. Kibo.
Yeah, you're in the pocket of fucking Big Japan, dude. I don't like it.
Cuck burrito.
Wow.
Just messing, dude.
They told me they were going to give me a lot of coupons to the bear cafe.
Damn, dude. Well,
you're going to see your favorite bear.
Which one will be your favorite bear? Did they list them already? Go to the website.
They didn't.
So well, that'll be a DXQ next time.
Yeah, you got to tell me your favorite bear next time. That was the show, guys.
There you go.
Congratulations, we made it through.
Nice. Appreciate your time, guys. Nice. Sorry I was late.
Hey, no, man.
That's all right. Hey, did you all see?
Oh,
what the hell? What is that?
I didn't see it.
He's drinking that beer. Hold it up higher. There you go.
Oh, he's part of the club.
Trip!
Shit.
Trip!
You gotta make Gemini pop his open.
Yeah, damn, I got one in the fridge, baby.
What is it?
Oh, Bidu. See, I thought you guys were gonna be drinking it on the show.
We could have done a review.
We could have done it. We're drinking this.
You have more cans. Why doesn't he save his can and have it next time?
Because he's already had it.
Oh, I do have.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Is it good?
Anyway,
give us a review right now.
It's pretty good.
To me, it's not very beery, though. It's a raspberry sour.
Oh, it's a sour.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's definitely a sour.
It tastes more like, you know, those like spiked kombuchas, but think of it as like adding milk to it.
Okay.
Like a lactic acid. It's lactic acid.
Oh, okay.
So it has that like creaminess to it.
Lactic acid in? Oh, yeah. I guess it does.
Oh, he's going to shit his ass.
No, you're not. That's different than like lactose intolerance.
No, he's not lactose intolerant. He's lactic acid intolerant.
Lactose and lactic are different.
Yeah, he's lactic acid intolerant.
Seriously?
No.
He drinks kombucha all the time. That's loaded with lactic acid.
Dude, that shit's loaded. You should stop.
Not anymore.
Because of the teeth thing.
Sour ale brewed with raspberries, rice, and lactose.
Oh, it's lactose. My bad. It's not lactic acid.
Yeah.
It's 8%.
Wow, dude, that's heavy.
Whoa. It doesn't feel like 8%, though.
A lot. It doesn't taste like
that's
it
like
at
Mayor
all.
That's like Mayor
Pro Tem. Are you fucked up right now, dude?
Mayor Pro Tem
Lee. He is.
No.
Shit.
But
hey, I appreciate that story.
Start drinking a little bit before just so that...
It's always a banger.
That's a crowd pleaser. Up.
Yeah.
Mayor Pro Tem, that story's a crowd pleaser.
It's always a good story.
Except this time around, you guys forgot the power of love at the beginning.
Yeah.
What, the power of love?
No, they came back around.
Yeah, we should have started off
with a confession.
Setting it up with a confession.
Oh, I see, yeah.
They fucked up.
I don't know. I liked it.
Sorry.
I liked it where it was.
See, I always forget that part because I wasn't there for that. I mean, I was asleep.
Hey, next time Brian brings Yoko around and we have to tell the story again.
Yeah.
Yoko?
Yeah, he's going to start dating Yoko.
Oh,
I'm trying to find himself
Yoko,
a Korean one.
Yoko Ono?
Fucking Lennon in the
Yoko,
house.
I've only matched on Tinder with like one Asian.
It doesn't have to be Asian though.
Yeah,
no, but I'm just like,
Yoko's
a symbol. I think you'll have better luck just going to the fucking Asian market and fishing.
Yeah,
what
man.
Do I do?
Just act yourself.
Here's what you do. You go through the door. It opens itself. So just walk through the door and go, anybody need a white dude? And you'll have
a white?
You'll have six or seven Asian girls.
Or
just
someone will have a cousin.
Here's how it works. You just be a white dude walking around.
Step one, be a white dude.
You keep telling me that, but I've been white this whole time and
been
Asian-less.
You're obviously doing it incorrectly.
Yeah. It must be.
You need to revise something.
You got to show that you're interested in the Asian stuff.
I'm not that much.
Without being interested in the Asian ladies.
What do you mean?
Are they calling you a weeb? Like, be a weeb.
They want to seem like you don't want to seem too into them, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they don't want you to fetishize them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
they
that's
want to
exactly
fetishize
what he's
the
doing.
The culture, but not them.
Okay. Yeah, oriental like a rug. Okay?
Jesus.
What if I say I don't give a fuck about any of that? What will they say then?
You're kind of a bad boy.
They're
I can't date you. You gotta be like a doctor or
all the big rice bags and be like, excuse me, do you know
do you
which
have any recommendations?
Rice bags? Is that a fucking slur?
No, they have 20-pound rice bags.
Oh, okay.
Not like, old Asian ladies are rice bags. They just have them at every fucking supermarket you walk into. Just go stand in front of the old rice bags. They're playing Mahjong.
Oh, no. The rice bags again.
These fucking rice bags in my way.
All right, man. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, man.
Good All seeing right. you.
See you guys later.
Later.
Thanks, Godspeed.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, Get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thick'em.
Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Where were you guys?
I think we were out time traveling.
We were time traveling, God damn it, in a goddamn pool.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, man, we try and travel the shit out of a pool.
Well, actually, one of our co-time travelers, there you go.
Yeah. He traveled the shit out of some time.
He did.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a time. I don't know how he did. He broke fucking laws and shit.
What are you talking about?
Of physics and nature, of science. He slapped God in the face.
He did.
With the amount of time he traveled.
And not with his hand. With his JDM dick. Censored as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He slapped God with about 16 pixels.
Gemini, do you want to explain how he slapped, you know, GOD in the face?
No.
Why don't you just explain Foxtrot for the listeners?
Did we tell you already?
Yeah, no, we told him.
I'm lost on that.
Shut up. He's trying to bait you into saying it.
Oh, yeah.
you go ahead and break him off some stupid-ass knowledge.
Well, we went down to the Christie of the Corpuses.
To the body of Christ.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Body of Christ.
And one of our, what was that term you
compatriot.
Said? Compatriot. I guess that means fellow or friend or something.
Well, what do we call him on the show?
The Mayor Pro Tem.
The Mayor Pro Tem.
What?
Of Slam City.
Why do you look so surprised?
I don't know why. Okay, that guy. That guy.
Because he tried to check into Slam City Radio. And it wasn't on Foursquare.
Yeah, he probably did try to check in, but he's in there now for sure.
For sure.
He's in the history books.
Yeah, he's in the almanac.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Almanac.
So he was in the pool chilling by himself, you know, having a good-ass time.
Good-ass motherfucker.
Drinking some beers and shit, you know.
Drinking two beers.
Got some women around him and stuff.
No,
not double-fisting.
He's lining them up.
Yeah, he's lining them up, but he ain't
everybody's lighting them up.
Yeah. Everyone's doing the same thing. But this motherfucker takes it another step, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's asking for some goddamn what kind of cake?
Boston cream cake.
With fruit, right?
Topped with fruit.
Lots of fruit.
Strawberries, grapes, blackberries, raspberries.
And some goddamn ice cream sandwiches.
Whipped cream.
Yeah.
Whipped.
Not the regular ones, but like...
Yeah, it's
one
like
side's,
yin
chocolate.
Yang. It was yin and yang.
The
one side had a vanilla bread
part.
And the other side had the chocolate bread. But the side with the vanilla bread had chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
And the side with the chocolate bread had vanilla ice cream.
And in the middle was bacon.
It was fucking ebony and ivory.
Unity.
I heard fucking Stevie Wonder.
And so he ate that.
Like, nom, nom, nom.
Plus he ate the whole goddamn Boston cream cake.
By himself.
Is this a family size cake?
Dude, it is a regular size.
10-inch at a birthday party.
10-inch radius.
10-inch about
6 inches. 2 inches of fruit. And then about 5-6 inches of cake.
He ate all that.
And there was like fucking pudding in the middle or some shit.
Yeah.
Boston
I don't know what it was. Yeah. The cream. Yeah.
Yeah.
He ate all that in the pool.
It was a Cummins Turbo Diesel.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He is a nasty,
Cummins
nasty motherfucker.
Turbo Diesel.
Cummins,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cummins.
Turbo Diesel.
Turbo Diesel.
Well, it's a 6.0. Cummins.
It is a 6. Yeah.
6 liter.
Oh, yeah.
Cummins. Yeah. Turbo diesel.
Sick Cummins. Ass motherfucker.
Turbo diesel.
So this guy, our compatriot, finally ate all this food and drank all this beer.
Ate all the dessert.
He ate breakfast tacos too, but he doesn't remember.
He had breakfast.
If you quizzed him on what he had that day,
he doesn't remember.
He would not be able to tell you.
So if we brought him in for some
he is not gonna remember shit.
Nope. Nope. He would fail, actually. He would be the first person to lose that game.
And so we're out here, and it's actually kind of hot outside.
It's a little warm. It's the body of Christ.
There's sun, It's like a goddamn sun. Burning bush, you know? That's what it feels like.
Right.
Up in your face and
burning
shit.
Burning bush? Who the fuck you been fucking?
So the mayor pro temp eats dessert, drinks a bunch of beers.
Is that what we were talking about?
Breakfast tacos.
Yeah, let's go back to the main story. So he has breakfast, but,
so
you know,
bored
we go
with that
out.
One.
So wrap it up real quick. What happened with
the mayor? He gets fucked up. And super fucked up. Then recovers.
Super fucked up.
Because he went back in time.
He went back in time.
And he got
through
better.
The power of vomiting
and he
cake.
Told his dumb ass self to not eat cake or drink any beer in a goddamn pool.
Yeah.
So instead, he just...
I think he had a severe case of dehydration and yes. or heat stroke.
But after he went back in time, he's fine.
Yeah.
So
this was all within a 35-minute span of time. Him getting drunk, eating cake, passing out, throwing up.
Going back in time.
Going back in time.
Getting better.
That's why it went by so fast. That's he went right. back in time.
Exactly.
And as film enthusiasts, no one had a video camera?
No one did.
We have stills.
We have stills, though. We have still shots.
All right. Still photography of him going.
It's cool. You know, we should just do a remake of me trying to be him.
Yeah.
And
I agree. We'll put you in like a kiddie pool.
Actually.
And with a cake in your lap.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, I like it. Oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Done. Put him out of business.
Done. All right. Cool. Next story.
Hey, when's Slam City opening back up? We gotta ask the mayor pro tem.
Oh, yeah. When are we gonna back up?
Who's the mayor pro tem?
You don't remember him? He's Boston Cream Pie.
Boston Cream Pie?
Yeah. You don't remember that? You gave him the name Mayor Pro Tem of Slam City.
No, I don't.
Who? Arthur did.
Who's in Mayor Pro one, Tem?
The guy who eats Boston Cream Pie.
Okay. I don't remember that.
I got to bleep stuff. Did you hear what he said?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of dropped out, but... The guy who eats Boston cream pie until he throws up, and I got to clean up the throw up.
I know who that is.
It's one of the most famous Slam City stories.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Of all time.
I guess not. Maybe they don't remember.
No, he knows.
It's been a minute.
He knows.
Yeah, it has been.
It has been. You haven't seen this guy in years.
But there was a Boston cream pie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the guy you're thinking of. It's another guy.
Boston cream pie and beer.
Dogfish head. Beer.
Yeah, there's three things in this story that are very intertwined.
Yeah, very just...
What's the third thing?
Vomit.
What?
Huh?
I said vomit.
Yeah.
Boston cream pie.
I think Foxtrot was very heavily involved in this.
Yeah, it was fun.
You don't remember when he was sleeping on the floor?
I remember that.
Arthur.
What, is it me?
You don't remember when Foxtrot was somewhere sleeping on the floor, trying desperately not to hear a conversation.
That I should not have heard at all.
Dude, this really left my mind, like, dude. Seriously.
Dude.
Sit your little sexy ass down.
Oh, dude.
Yes, too sexy, sit down.
What the fuck? You've heard the story. You want me to tell the story?
Yeah, tell the story. Like, I don't know this story.
All right.
Wait, there's three ingredients. Beer, vomit.
No, beer, Boston cream pie, and love.
Love?
This is a story of love. So, in this house that I rented.
Oh, shit. I kind of... Okay, keep going.
It's the burrito.
Yeah.
It's me.
Uh-huh.
It's Foxtrot.
Oh, shit. Keep going.
It's... The mayor pro tem.
I remember the mayor pro tem.
See? What the fuck,
yeah.
man?
Yeah. I remember that shit.
And then.
You just need a little bit more.
Yeah.
The final ingredient to that three piece.
Was the love.
Was the love.
Yeah.
Do you remember who that was? It's.
No, I remember.
It's the burritos.
Yeah.
X.
Which one?
The one after?
Oh! Yeah.
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 Okay.
And then the conversation that Foxtrot was involved in.
Oh. Yeah. I remember now. That's hilarious. Dude.
See, is that one of the best stories we have?
Yeah.
That's
like a fucking, like, that's experience.
That's fire. Yeah.
That's like you leveled up. Like, when that happened, you're like, I've been there.
Just,
like, I know what it's like.
Impossible levels of awkwardness. Right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I don't remember. I think my stupid ass was like, dude, I wish you recorded that.
Dude, I just
that's
tried
before
to
we could
still,
just record stuff, like, you know,
like on your phone.
Like if he had
go anywhere.
No, we didn't even have a. Do we have?
There were smartphones
to record stuff though.
Yeah, you could do that on like an iPhone 3.
No, we had a slide thingy.
at the time.
Yeah, what phones did you guys have at that time?
I think I had
LG with a slide keyboard.
I probably had the Razer. I had the Razer for a long time.
Oh, yeah, probably Razer.
No, a Sony Ericsson. I had a Sony Ericsson.
Oh, yeah, you had that blue fucking phone for the longest goddamn time.
And it died because it rained.
A lot of things died that weekend.
That's right.
A lot of things died that weekend. Foxtrot's Innocence.
My phone.
Yeah.
And your
pride. And love.
And a Boston cream pie.
That cream pie stood no chance.
You gotta finish that part up. I didn't get that part.
All right, so the following day, after everything went down, you know, the mayor pro tem, he didn't get reelected, if you know what I mean. And he's feeling pretty bummed. Yeah, he never got elected in the first place. He was running. He never got elected.
Was he putting his energy into that run? Like, dude.
He was.
Just
jacking himself up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is after the run.
Oh, after the run.
All this happened after the run.
Oh.
Okay, so.
So were they hanging out during the run? Is that like, were they keeping pace on each other?
No.
Oh, you guys hand it off.
You hand it off. It's a relay, so you don't have to run that far. Anyway. The following day, the mayor pro tem, you know, following his failure to get elected, is bummed out and starts chugging Dogfish Head beer.
See, I don't remember that detail.
Yeah. But
outside,
you know,
in the pool.
It's outside in the pool in the heat. Dead of noon.
The race is already over and it's still
daylight. This is the following day. This is the following day.
Man, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah,
long,
he's,
huh?
So he's just cooking in the pool. And this is a saltwater pool, wasn't it?
No, just a pool, dude.
Is this a pool?
Let's just say it's a saltwater pool. I never heard one of those, but yeah, sure.
They make saltwater pools.
Yeah, but how common are those?
Down in France. Yeah.
Look at the chlorine.
They just grab the fucking saltwater from the ocean and put it in there. Easy.
Or just jump in there.
Yeah, just jump in there. Anyway, so he's bummed out. He's cooking in the heat. He's fucked up on Dogfish Head beer.
And just got crushed!
Got it crushed. The only thing that can cure a heart like that is some Boston cream pie that he got. I think he was, wow, this just kind of unfolded to me. Was that a celebratory Boston cream pie? Like he was going to split it with, and then they were going to, that was going to be like, and they're going
to. Yeah, that makes sense. And he ate we didn't even have any.
We had none. Look good as shit, man.
Yeah,
but this is how he ate it. And he got it. He went in the pool, back in the pool, because the pool had these little things like tables in the pool where you could sit
in the middle.
Like
in the middle or something.
So he takes the cream pie, he puts it on the table, and he starts eating it like this
with his hands,
just like this. So he's just shoveling it in his mouth, and this scenario could only lead to one of two things, which are
not love.
Projectile vomit and shame.
There was a lot of shame.
So he gets out of the pool and it all just hits him. All just hits him all at once. The weight of his failure to get elected, the beer, the Boston cream pie, the sun, the moon, the earth, all this.
The fatigue from the run.
Yeah. And so.
The indomitable spirit.
Well, ran out of that.
Yeah, ran out of that.
Like, we had to pull him out. And we put him like on the couch.
Yeah.
And he was cooking. He was overheating like crazy. So we iced his ass down.
Yep.
Yeah. So we saved his life.
We did.
And to thank me, he gets up, he jolts up, runs to the bathroom, fucking fresh pukes into the sink, man. A whole Boston cream pie. A whole into the sink, not the toilet. Right, so what's gonna happen?
Scoop that shit out.
It just stays. The puke, the cream pie, everything just clogs up the sink, and it's not draining. So who's got the security deposit on this place?
This guy, Gemini Jackson, the one and only. He gets the checks.
I pick up the tab. Anyway, we already had to leave in like five minutes. We were already going. And then they put him into the minivan, and they leave. Right, with his fresh cooked ass.
He spent some time in the shower too, right?
Yeah,
maybe. Oh, and then he puked again.
Yeah,
he puked like two times. Oh yeah, he puked in the shower.
Yeah.
I had to clean that
up
too.
Then he puked again.
He puked so much in the sink though.
And, do you remember though? He was embarrassed and didn't want to come out.
Oh yeah.
he was like, he locked himself in there.
We were waiting.
He locked himself in there.
Like, you were going to leave. Like, it's time to go.
No, he locked himself in there because he didn't want to face the music, man. But he left the puke in there.
Yeah.
And I had to scoop that shit into the toilet and flush it down. Bare hands.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!